Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls, SCLC. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of two daughters and four beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach.
Hey, you see me?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Chapman, with co-host Pastor Doris Smith. Yesterday, our special guest will be that Mrs. Camelia Stokes. Her topic today will be overcoming the spirit of fear. We also have in the studio with us on today, President Gayla H. Spiller, founder of Jefferson Parish and West Jefferson Parish, president. Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Stokes, and good afternoon, Madam President Gayla.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, it is certainly a pleasure having you all on the show. At this time, I will yield and I will not be in the studio with you on today. Co-host Pastor Doris Smith will be carrying the show forward. I had a procedure on today that's not allowing me to be able to be in the studio with you. And at this time, I will let the co-host take over the entire show, and I pray that you all will call back again on next Thursday for yours truly, Evangelist Chapman, will be in the studio with you. I pray that the show would be blessed and that you everything that they do and say will be pleasing, acceptable to God. At this time, co-host, Pastor.
Good evening. Hello, listeners. You are listening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show with host Evangelist Norma Chapman and her co-host, myself, Pastor Doris Smith. We are excited this evening about our special guest that will be joining us out of Latonia, Georgia, Pastor Camelia Stokes. Before we go any further, we are going to pause for a moment of prayer. We're also grateful to have here with us tonight, President Gaylord Phillips. Father, we thank you tonight and we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name because you're so worthy. Father, we invite you in to have your way tonight as listeners are connecting from around the world to listen to this show tonight. We pray that their heart will be touched and that information shared will be able to help them along their way as they too deal with the spirit of fear. Father, we thank you and we praise you that those connect, when they disconnect tonight, will not be the same, but will be uplifted, encouraged, and inspired to be able to turn fear into focus. Amen, amen, amen. Well, tonight we are so excited tonight, have a very good topic tonight. And tonight we have, I'd like to share with you about our special guest, Pastor Camelia Stokes. I want to bring her on just briefly before I do her full introduction to share a little bit herself about her. She's an amazing woman of God. Go right ahead, Pastor Stokes.
Well, good evening to everyone on this evening. I thank God for the opportunity to be right here on Facing Your Fears radio talk show with Evangelist Norma and Pastor Doris Smith. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, I am a pastor and founder of Higher Hope Christian Ministries in Lithonia, Georgia. I am a wife and mother of two, grandmother of four. I am an author of three published books, which you can find on Amazon.com. In the community, we have a food pantry where once a month we feed 100-plus people. I also host a prayer breakfast twice a month. I retired after 30 years from the Department of Corrections, and it is just my pleasure to be here on the radio talk show this evening with each and every one of you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
You are listening to,
as a reminder, Facing Your Fears radio talk show with our host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Just want to remind you that you are listening on Facing Your Fears. Tonight, we also have connecting with us Gaylord Phillips tonight, President. The woman of God tonight is going to be speaking to you about overcoming the spirit of fear. And tonight she is sharing to the listeners that we will face many fears from day to day. If we do not learn the method on how we can overcome them, many people, as we know, struggle with fear. They really don't know where to start on facing their everyday experiences. But today, as our guest come on and share with you, she's going to be able to share with you how to overcome the spirit of fear. And without any further ado, we're going to present our guest speaker tonight, Pastor Carmelia Stokes.
And this is Pastor Stokes. Come on. Excuse me. This is your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Can you hear me? This is your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Before the guests come, remember, listeners, you can tune in on this great episode on today by pressing the number one on your phone, and you too can join in the conversation with any comments and any questions you may have. And remember, it is a joy having you listening every Thursday. And before the guest starts talking about overcoming the spirit of fear, we do have a fear that's facing us now. And we have a fear here, right here in the city of New Orleans, and not only the city of New Orleans, around the entire world. I just want to pause at this time and bring in President Gayla Spiller with some important information that we need to know in reference to our state of Louisiana. And then afterwards, the guests will have total control of the mic, her and the co-host. At this time, President Madam Gayla Spiller.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
This is Madam President Gayla A. Spiller of the NAACP for West Jefferson Parish in Louisiana. I bring to you tonight the most fundamental rights that we have that a lot of us take for granted is our voting rights. Our ancestors fought and died for us to have this voting right. It is our 15th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. This Voting Rights Act of 1965 is a landmark piece of federal legislation in the United States that prohibits racial discrimination in voting. As many of you may know and may not know, whenever you do not exercise this fundamental right of yours, that's a right that goes to the opponent. No vote is a vote for the opponent. And I just want you, I just cannot stress enough how important this election is, and every election since we have Donald Trump in office. This man now has visited to Louisiana 4 different times. And why? Because he's in the backwoods that I call, which is the rural areas, where most of the black folks, which is little, are fearful. We have to realize what Trump is doing is trying to turn the clock back on us by utilizing our voting rights. That's how important your vote is. We have to realize that everything we stand for is at stake in this election.
Okay, have it.
Progress is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot. Good schools. Ending mass incarceration. We got to look at the mayor's race. Who do we want? Do we want Eddie back? Do we want him in office? He's Bobby Jindal, y'all. Come on.
Okay,
let's pull everybody we can to the polls to vote. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Facing Your Fears, radio talk show host this evening, where the host is Evangelist Norma Chapman and co-host Pastor Doris Smith. We thank you, Madam Chair Gaylord Phillips, for sharing that information with us this evening. And now we are going to yield the mic to our speaker tonight, Pastor Carmelia Stokes, as she enlightens you as it concerns overcoming the spirit of fear.
Thank you so much, Pastor Doris Smith. And also I want to thank Evangelist Norma Chapman just for having me here as a guest on this evening. And certainly we thank President of the NAACP, Gaylord Phillips, for that very informational information. Overcoming the spirit of fear is something that we don't really talk about much in our churches. And just to share a little bit with you about myself, growing up in a family with 9 other siblings, an alcoholic father who was abusive to my mother, and a mother who did all she knew how to do to hold everything together was not always easy. From a young child, many of my childhood memories are not all that great because most of what I remember is the abuse that came from my father towards my mother and how when my father was physically present, he was not emotionally present. My father was a functioning alcoholic, which means that he went to work faithfully 5 days a week, but many times we would not see him from Friday until Sunday. And when we did see him, he was as drunk as a skunk and ready to attack my mother physically, mentally, and emotionally. And so you see, as a young girl, I retreated within myself because when my father was around, we tried to be as quiet as we could just because we did not want to upset the apple cart, so to speak. We didn't want to make our father mad. So I spent a lot of time being a quiet, shy, timid, afraid, angry little girl. I remember while attending grammar school how they wanted to hold me back in the first grade because I could talk, but I refused to talk. The devil had a hold on my tongue, so I wouldn't talk. Even at home, I barely talked to my siblings. Instead, what I did was I spent a lot of quiet time talking to God, writing poems, and just being quiet because I didn't want to make my father mad and I did not want to get in trouble. All I wanted to do was to graduate high school and move on with my life. And incidentally, my father did pass away at the age of 51 when I was in the 11th grade from cirrhosis of the liver. And for those of you who don't know what that is, basically he drank himself to death. And so one of my phobias was that I too would die at a young age like my father did. But thanks be to God, hallelujah, he has gotten me well past age 51. One thing my mother did was always send us to church. Even though she didn't go with us, she sent us to church. It was when I grew older, left home, and gave my life fully to the Lord that I began to read scriptures like 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us a spirit of fear or timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. But even before that, I started drinking to numb my feelings, and I drank, praise the Lord, from high school until God delivered me from this generational curse of alcohol that passed down from my father at age 24. Since I wasn't drinking anymore, I had to face my fears of torment of the past, fears of death since my father died young, as well as other fears. Praise the Lord, praise God. I began to realize that if fear doesn't come from God, then it must come from the devil. So I asked the Lord to heal and deliver me. I was delivered from the spirit of fear. I had a spirit of anger, unforgiveness, and the generational curse of alcohol by rehearsing the scripture and many others daily until I felt the spirit of fear leave me. Now, it took some time. It wasn't an overnight thing. And so I couldn't get weary in doing well. I couldn't get weary in rehearsing these scriptures. And God delivered and healed me through his written word. But I had to realize that I was delivered. And what I mean by that is that God had delivered me, but I still was holding on to the spirit of fear that not only came to intimidate me, the spirit of fear, it used to paralyze me. Hallelujah. And a spirit of fear keeps a person stagnant. It also neutralizes our effectiveness for God as well as our effectiveness as individuals. And so I thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit that can help us overcome our fear of what some might say or do so that we can continue to do God's work and be effective in our personal lives, on our jobs, in the church, as well as in our community. Now, I just want to point out in this space that I have that there are actually two kinds of fear. There is both positive and negative fear. Positive fear is a natural sort of protection that keeps us from hurting ourselves. For example, you would not stick your hands in fire because you know it would harm you. Not necessarily that you are afraid of that fire, but that positive fear, praise the Lord, gives you wisdom enough to know not to stick your hand in a fire. Now, negative fear, it chokes out your faith in God. Negative fear binds and paralyzes. Negative fear weakens and restricts a person from doing things that you know you should do, but don't do because you are afraid of the outcome. Maybe you're afraid of failure, so you haven't written that book yet. That's what happened to me when I was writing my very first book. I wrote the book, I completed the book, and I put it away in a drawer because I was afraid, praise the Lord, that my book would not be accepted. My God, hallelujah. Worry is a negative fear. Negative fear ends up in despair, but positive fear challenges you to overcome it by developing more confidence in yourself. Sometimes you've got to ask yourself, is this fear that I'm dealing with tearing me down, or is it building me up? Maybe you're afraid to love again because you think a new relationship might end up like the last one. Fear, I want you to know tonight, fear, that spirit of fear, keeps you from giving yourself a second chance. And God wants to, us all, hallelujah, to give ourselves a second chance because he truly gives us another chance. Those of you listening right now, just for a moment or two,
I want to just pose a quick question. You're doing so good in sharing with our listeners tonight about that positive fear and about that negative fear and how fear held you captive. But I want to say tonight, at what point can you tell our listeners tonight, at what point did you realize in your life that you could not no longer allow fear to torment you? Because that's what fear does, it torments. At what point in your life did you say, I can't allow this to torment me any further, to cripple me, to stop me?
Thank you so much. That's a very good question.
You are still listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman and co-hosted by Pastor Dory Smith. Remember, listeners, you too can get on this amazing, wonderful conversation on today, entitled, the topic is Overcoming the Spirit of Fear. Just press the number ones on your phone. If you have any questions or comments, or just want to share your thoughts or share your experience on today's topic, we will continue with our guests. Mrs. Camellia Spokes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My victory over fears actually came in my 30s. I was already in the ministry. I was already a licensed evangelist, praise God, but I still was carrying a spirit of fear all the way up into my mid-30s, somewhere around age 34. Even though I was a licensed evangelist, I did not want to speak in front of people. I would rather work behind the scenes because the spirit of fear still had a grip on me. It still had a hold on me. I had no confidence in myself. I was fearful of people and what people might think about me. And so there came a point in my life when I was age 34 that I had to realize, you know, that people, I could not be afraid of people and what people thought about me. So at age 34, I got fully delivered and I gained victory over the spirit of fear that had me bound.
Wonderful. Do you, many people today, as you continue to listen, praise God, to Facing Your Fears radio talk show with our amazing host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, you are still tuned in, listeners, and you can ask questions as you press that number one and become a part of this beautiful conversation this evening. This thing called fear, it keeps us from fulfilling our destiny. It keeps us tied to the past. Instead of moving forward, it keeps us stagnated, as you have shared so beautifully. It keeps us from loving ourselves and also from loving others. And we have to understand something about fear. Fear is foreign. It was not given to us, you shared in the scripture, 2 Timothy, by God. This thing called fear is not of God. And he wants us not to allow it to hold us. And we can be free through relationship, through the power of the word of God, through realizing what God came for us to have, we can be free. Would you say many people today are still in some way, somehow bound? Fear is not based on age. Would you agree today to say that some people say only younger people are fear? Or would you say fear has no age limit?
I would definitely say that fear has no age limit because I run into quite a few people, of course, who are seasoned people, people who have been in the church for many years, even people when I was in the workforce dealing with the spirit of fear and anxiety. They would deal with tormenting dreams that also caused them to be afraid. I recently dealt with a person in their 60s who was dealing with a spirit of fear and anxiety because of the various dreams that she was having. So you're absolutely right. There is no age limit to the spirit of fear. There's a woman that I know even now that I'm mentoring. She is actually in her 70s, and she knows that God has a call on her life, but she is afraid to step out in that call that God has placed on her life because of a spirit of fear causing her and keeping her from moving forward into the destiny and into the call that God has for her. So there is no age limit to the spirit of fear distracting and binding the people of God and keeping us in a place of stagnation. It doesn't matter how young or old we are, that spirit of fear will
bring on hope. You are continuing to listen tonight to Facing Your Fears radio talk show tonight, where the amazing evangelist host is Evangelist Norma Chapman and our co-host, Pastor Doran Smith. What an amazing, exciting topic tonight, listeners. Don't forget to hit that one and get in queue to ask your questions. Great conversation tonight, and we want to invite you to be a part of it as you continue to listen. Fear, there are ways that we can get away from that fear, and one of those ways is we can get away from it by walking in the spirit of power. But we have to realize first that God gives us the spirit of power. We have to realize that he's given us something that will bring us away from that power that restricts us and hold us captive. Many people feel like they don't want you to know they're afraid. A lot of people hide behind fear. Would you say a lot of people, even in the workplace, even in their home, they hide behind fear and timid, and they can't even be out by themselves. Would you agree to that? Many people can't go anywhere by themselves because they're afraid. They don't know what to say if someone asks them. They don't feel like they know how to respond. Fear holds us captive in so many different ways.
Thank you so much. Yes, and I dealt with that myself. I was afraid to go out in public most of the time. I would not eat publicly because I was always afraid that someone was looking at me while I was eating. They weren't thinking about me, mind you, but the spirit of fear had me thinking that folks were looking at me when folks weren't even thinking about me. And so people are bound to the spirit of fear in their home, in the church once again, in the community, on their job. They might be intimidated by a boss. They might be intimidated, hallelujah, by someone who's keeping them from speaking up for themselves. It is a spirit. And so all we have to do, praise the Lord, is deal with that spirit of fear by confronting and facing that fear. For example, somebody might have a fear of flying. I once had a fear of flying. But how I overcame that fear and how you can overcome that fear, and just like this radio talk show is titled Facing Your Fears, is that you must face that fear and conquer it by getting on an airplane and flying. That is how I conquered the fear of flying. Somebody might have a fear of large bodies of water because maybe you almost drowned. I also had that problem. I almost drowned when I was younger. Well, you got to face that fear by either getting into a shallow swimming pool or even getting on a ship and taking a cruise. Somebody might have a fear of rejection. Well, the way to face that fear is by loving yourself and trusting God, and it will be easier for you to trust others. Praise the Lord.
Awesome, awesome. Walking, and one of the other ways to rid yourself of the spirit of fear is walk in the spirit of love. The
Amen.
Word of God says in 1 John 4:18, it says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because
yes.
fear has what? Torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. And what it says, when we get rid of the spirit of fear, we are free to love ourselves, and we are free to love others in a genuine, in a real way.
Yeah.
We're free to be like our Father, which is in heaven. But when we operate out of the spirit of love, we're not thinking about what we're going to get in return. When we do something out of the spirit of love, we are thinking about what we can give. The spirit of fear scripts you. Would you agree, as you all are continuing to listen to Facing Your Fears radio talk show tonight, again to remind you, with our host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, our special guest, as she's sharing tonight. We are so grateful to hear this topic. Listeners, we want you to chime in. We want you to ask some questions. We want you to be able to share. Go ahead and press that one so you can come in with us tonight. Pastor, would you say tonight, would you agree to say that when we get rid of the spirit of fear, then we can see our true identity? Would you agree that fear robs us of our identity?
excuse me for 1 minute. This is your host, Yvonne, Ms. Norma Chapman. This time, co-host, I will be taking over the show. At this time, I want to thank you for doing such a lovely job. I am in the atmosphere now where I am now on the road.
Wonderful.
I can come in on the radio talk show just for a little while, and I will be leaving because I'm still in a little pain. But I wanted to ask our guest on today, well, how was she defined here? How do you define the word fear? I know there's many fears in the world, and there's many people that go through fear. But what is your definition of fear?
One of the ways that many people define fear is they let remind us and they let us know that fear is false evidence. It's something that's not real. There's an acronym to fear, and one of those acronyms is false evidence appearing real, because we know that fear a lot of times is basically in our mind. The fear that I dealt with and I had to learn for myself was in my mind. It was something that really I was thinking of myself that was not true. And so fear, one of the ways to define it, using the acronym that will make it easy for our listeners, is false evidence appearing real. And also another acronym for fear, so that you can remember easily that fear is just not real, use the acronym face everything and recover. So in other words, confront it. Face everything and recover. And one more acronym for fear, so that our guests and our listeners will remember, it means forever enduring, always ready. So you got to tell fear that there are no vacancies here because you are filled up with faith. And so if the spirit of fear tries to squat, be a squatter, all you have to do is evict it, command it to go, because once again, God has not given us a spirit of fear. It does not come from God.
Okay, thank you very much. So what I would say to you, so you're telling the listeners out there, if I'm afraid of a snake, and there's many people that are afraid of a snake, that's not real? That fear is not a real fear?
That is definitely a real fear, because I'm afraid of a snake too.
Okay, I have some questions for you, guys. If a person is scared of heights, of climbing heights, I can understand them overcoming that fear by being trained. But I wouldn't tell someone to go out in a rattlesnake field where there's fields full of rattlesnakes and try their fears. Am I right?
You are very correct. But
remember, when we tell our listeners that fear is not real, somewhat it's real, and in a way it's not real, depending on which areas of fears you're facing in your life. There are some fears that you just cannot overcome. And there are some things in our life that we can overcome. Those fears that we can't overcome are fears that keeping us from binding and keeping us from doing the will of God and going where God would want us to go in our life, such as being afraid to leave a domestic violence environment, such as afraid to stop drinking, such as afraid to stop using drugs because you don't know how we're going to make it through without drugs. Those fears there are fears that you can overcome. Overcoming a fear from the scripture that we had been studying this week is doing what? Is overcoming it and giving God the what? The humanity and coming into the knowledge of Christ that he may be victorious in their lives. So when you put Christ in your life, and you begin to have a relationship with God, we learn that we can do all things through him that strengthens us, regardless of how afraid we are. I believe that if they tell me, and I knew for a fact that I can go into a field with a pit full of rattlesnakes, and I believe God the same way he was, the same God that he was back in the day in Moses when he opened up the Red Sea, the same God that was with Daniel's in the lion's den, the same God with the three Hebrew boys was in the furnace fire. I believe that same God can be out in the field with the pen of rattlesnakes. It depends on how, what you are dealing with in the phases of life in your life. What category would you put the word fear? I mean, we are afraid of a lot of things. And I don't care how brave we say we are. I don't care how brave we try to be. Fear faces us every day of our lives. We go out in our automobile, and we're in traffic. Something may happen. And it scares you at that time. And then because you could have what? Been caught up in an accident. So the remainder of your travel, you are going to be what? Mindful. And then you're afraid that you're saying, I hope that that doesn't happen again. I could have been in a wreck, right? So if you revisit that same location again tomorrow or the next day or the next day, you gonna always remember there was a fear of something can just come out. There's no red light there. There's no stop sign there. So you're going to fear that particular spot, okay? But instead of what I'm thinking that you're saying, to overcome that fear is the what? How will we overcome that fear? We have no other choice but to pass that area every day. But there is a solution to that. And I want to hear our guest today tell me how she feels about some of the fears and some of the overcoming some of the fears and some things that you may not overcome in your life. But I'm saying to the listeners, you can overcome anything in your life when you have Christ Jesus in your life, when you connect with God. But we are still in the flesh. And being human and being in the flesh, we're not going to say that we won't encounter fear. But what type, is that a fear that's keeping you from being active in your life? Is that fear keeping you from enjoying the best of life that God has in store for you in your future? Are you just afraid and fearful of what the devil has implanted in your life and in your mind? There's two different fears. That fear that the devil brings, he wants you to always fear. First fear, he wants you to have his fear in coming to God. If you give your life to God, it may not be all that people say it is, but I can encourage you on today that it is. The word of God is real. That is not in your mind. But we are supposed to fear God. We're not supposed to sin. We're supposed to fear God because what God said, what he would do to us. What would happen? We're supposed to fear going to hell. You don't want to go to hell. We're supposed to do the things because we know the way that they describe hell in the Bible. I don't know about you, but I'm scared to go there, and I don't want to go there. So I'm going to do what's pleasing and acceptable in God's eyesight, so I won't get what? Caught up in hell. At this time, I'm going to turn the mic back over to our special guest and our co-chair. I just wanted to hear, I want those questions answered. How would we actually define the word fear? What are we saying to our listeners today? What are they overcoming? How could they overcome? And I feel that we cannot overcome nothing. Some things we have to get counseling for. It takes years and years and years to build courage up. And once you build your courage up, you can face anything in life that's keeping you from enjoying the best of life. Go ahead, you can continue.
That is so good. Thank you very much. Yeah. Once you build your courage up, you can face anything. And by all means, certainly, if you have a relationship, true relationship with the Lord, and you are always reading your word, you can certainly overcome a spirit of fear. Now, once again, that positive fear is that fear that warns us of a snake being there. The positive fear, in other words, inward and outward fear. We have inward fear, those fears within ourselves that many times we build up to be a little bit more than it really is. That is the example I was using for myself. With that outward fear, not going to pick up that snake. That is that positive type of fear that you wisdom gives you, that you're just not going to do certain things. Now, in as far as God, that is called reverential fear. Yes, reverential fear keeps us from doing things we should not be doing. Reverential fear says follow God's commands and his laws and what the word of God says if we are afraid to go to heaven. Reverential fear says we respect the Lord, and because we respect and love God, then we are going to do the things that God would have us to do. And so it's that inward fear and outward fear. The inward fear is what most of us are dealing with, because now we're dealing with fear many times emotionally, you know, many times psychologically. And as the host pointed out, Evangelist Norma Chapman pointed out, sometimes it might require going to see some type of counselor or therapist in order to help us to get over certain fears. And so I don't know if I answered your question, but hopefully I answered your question.
You answered the question, but I'm thinking, I just threw that out there because I don't want somebody out there to say, well, I'm scared of a snake, and I don't care what Evangelist Chapman and Pastor Stokes, Stokes and Pastor Smith said. I'm still afraid of the go in my backyard because I've seen a snake back there. But I think what something is about today is overcome the spirit of fear. When you put another spirit on the inside of you, that spirit on the inside of you can help you to control fear, doubt, overcome any obstacles that could be holding you down. The spirit she's talking about, the spirit we carry with on the inside, because the devil wants to always fear him and what he can do, but he can't do us nothing. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, right? So she's talking today about the spirit of fear. And the spirit of fear she's talking about in 2 Corinthians, and the 10th chapter in the 30, and the 3 to the 5th verse says that the spirit of fear is something that it's a thought. And every day, and how the ways of the world that people fight is of no value in achieving this goal. Some understand 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 as a threshing the plan, thought of the enemy. And we know who the enemy is, right? And so winning our alliance to Christ. Others take it to indicate the Christian struggle to bring every purpose into humanity with Christ's will and his way so that he might be victorious through us. Today's episode will give us knowledge on how we can achieve this purpose. Pastor Stokes' past fears through overcoming her experience, as she told you earlier, her story about her father and her mother's lifestyle, her as a child, and the aftermath of her facing her fears, what she told us today after this episode, we should know something about how we too can survive and will survive and be able to release that spirit of fear. And that spirit of fear is being chained and bound to what the devil wants you to be afraid of, not to let go of. That is what our subject is about today. Also to encourage you that through Christ Jesus, we have no fears because he's there all the time. He's always there. And he can do what? Anything but fail. It's getting late in the show, and we are encouraging our listeners on the day. We have a caller at this time, and I think she might want to ask. We have two callers at this time. At this time, we're going to open up the line to our callers. Our code 910, last 4 digits of the number 4108. At this time, we're going to bring in our callers and see what they have to say on this subject for today.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me?
You are on the air. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
How you doing this afternoon? I'm calling from North Carolina. I am Pastor Stokes, sister in Christ, one of her warriors.
Amen.
I would like to ask a question. The Word of God tells us that God don't give us the spirit of fear. So if God don't give it, it's coming from the enemy.
That's
so
right.
I wanted to ask a question to Pastor Stokes or to the other ones that's on the platform. If we die in the spirit of fear, after the Word told us God don't give it to us, will we miss heaven? Will that cause us to go to hell? When the Word of God telling us that God do not give us the spirit of fear, and if we continue to live in fear and don't get treated spiritually for it, or like someone said earlier, if we don't go get mentally help for it and we die in fear, will we miss heaven?
That is such a great question, and I just want to refer you to Revelation 21, verse 8, which says, but the fearful and unbelieving, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, and it points out, but the fearful first. So Revelation 21 and 8, you can refer to that. And so in answer to your question, you will miss heaven if you do not get delivered from that spirit of fear, according to the scripture in Revelation 21, verse 8.
Thank you. Thank you. And
yeah,
I understand, Norma Chapman, I want to make a comment on that at this time. If you have someone that's going through a fearful environment, they don't know anything about the Word of God. They have not been introduced to Christ Jesus. So they don't even know how to give their life to God and what hell and heaven is real about. I'm talking about earthly fears that we face every day of our lives. And you have to separate, because we're living in the world, and we are in the flesh. And there are some people are actually afraid to walk out of their house to go to the corner grocery store because they live in a domestic violence environment. They're afraid that their husband will beat them to death or kill them. The children are afraid to come out the room when their father comes from work because he don't want them to watch television, or they fear him that he would beat them to death. Or they might hurt their mama. So what they do, they live in this fear. Now, talking about the fear of being afraid of that God won't work things out for you. We as Christians, we as women and men of God know that we have overcome that fear because we have overcome the world. But we're talking to listeners out there who totally confused today and don't know which way to go. How would they get over the word fear? How could we encourage them today that after they get off of after the show is over, how could we tell them? And you said, I heard someone say, to go get some help, right? So what you going to do? You're going to put your life in the hands of a psychiatrist? Well, that is better than going to God. But what we want to encourage them today is to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. We want to bring them to God. And with God, like I said earlier, we can do all things. God will lead them. Let God direct their path. God will lead you to the right place, put the right people in your life to be able to assist you to come out of the environment of living in fear. And one may be on alcohol today, and he may feel as if I can't just, if I give up, I tried giving up alcohol, and when I gave it up, I couldn't sleep at night, or my days wasn't the same, and if I don't get a drink today, I'm going to lose my mind. And some people have taken their lives because they couldn't get drugs or they couldn't get alcohol. Some people have sent their wives and their poor children through hell because of the addictions that they have. That's the fear I'm talking about, overcoming that spirit of fear, the evil spirit of fear that the devil had us, or had me at one time, and everyone else that's listening, that have overcome fear. The devil at one time had us afraid the same way. But we begin to come in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and then we know that he's not the author of fear. We already know that, but we're talking to listeners out there who don't know about Christ, and we want them to know that they can, too, live a life that's fearless, a fearless life. Okay? That's what I'm speaking of today. Releasing that spirit, a spirit that the devil have you chained and bound to. Because you don't have to live the way Satan wants you to live. Satan wants you to go to hell. That's first of all. That's what he wants to see in hell. He wants to see you in hell, and he wants you to believe and think that nothing that God has promised us is true. But there is a hell, and certainly there is a heaven. And we have to make a choice. And I just want to encourage my listeners on today, seek God's faith. So many people I come in contact with, they're so afraid. As a matter of fact, I was afraid today when they kept trying to find a vein, and I wasn't able to get my surgery because I couldn't find a vein all in my neck and everywhere else. And I got to go back to have surgery in order to get a vein so I could have the surgery that I need. Laying there not knowing what else going to come after that first pain. And I was afraid, but I began to pray. But it still didn't take away the human part of me of not knowing, because it was so painful the first time. But even I am a woman of God, and I know God was right there with me. But the spirit of fear, if I just would have released that spirit of fear and said, Lord, I know this is a needle. I know whatever that's coming, I'm not going to rely on the doctor's hand to do it. I am just going to put it in your hand, and you're going to take away any feelings. But at that time, I was so afraid and so much in pain. And we all get to the point sometimes. We're not all that. God is still working on every one of us. And there's things going to come in our lives. And we're not dealing with flesh and blood. We're dealing with a higher power. And the Bible also tells us that. So we have another caller that's called in. Oh, thank you for calling in, caller. And we're going to have Pastor Stokes back, and we're going to really have a conversation, a part two, on the overcoming the spirit of fear. And we want to, that's why we want to hear from our listeners out there. If you have any fears in your life, and you used to have a fear in your life, how did you overcome that fear? What did you do? How would you encourage another listener on today that they don't have to be afraid? I mean, they can do. You can live and be all that God wants you to be, and you can face whatever fears that's in your life, whatever obstacles that's there. You can overcome it, but you first got to release the spirit and overcome. Once you release it, there's a second part. You have to then overcome the spirit of fear. And that's what we're talking about on today. Thank you for calling. We're going to go to our second caller. And that's error code 757, last four digits, or 1860. 1860. Last for the hello caller, you're in the studio at this time.
Hello, praise the Lord, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, sweetie.
Praise the Lord. I am also one of Mr. Stokes. I've been blessed to be under her leadership. My name is Deaconess Terry Phillips. And as I'm listening to you, I just wanted to share about how when you're talking about the spirit of fear, how God delivered me several years ago. I had a nervous breakdown. But I thank God that when I did, my relationship with him, when I couldn't communicate with men and women, I was able to communicate with God. And he restored me, and he elevated me.
Amen.
But it was through his word.
Yes.
The word that was taught to me as a child, because
yes,
I had a hard time concentrating. I struggled and refused the medication. But then as time went on, as I continued to pray and I laid before God and I made myself an altar, because that's what I was taught from my grandmother and my mom, I was able to get to a place where the Holy Spirit started to deal with me. And I went through a spirit of fear, a fear of people, my family members. When I had my breakdown, I was on the phone speaking to my boss. I couldn't even be outside and see the license plates for the company that I work in that community. And it took a while for me to get past that. But I thank God I did seek professional help. But what I found that when I really got the support that I needed, it was through spiritual counseling, Christian counseling.
Amen.
So it was a combination of things for me.
Yes.
So what I learned is more so even about the mind, how delicate and fragile the mind is. And there's times when the enemy try. I see things, and I'm going through things as now it's relocating, that finding documents where I was writing notes to myself and writing letters and documenting things and seeing where my mind was, and that spirit was sometimes try to flare up, and I rebuke it. But I just thank God for the word, and I thank God for this opportunity to be on the line and to hear the word from
Amen.
Pastor Stokes and Pastor Doris Smith, and the first time hearing Evangelist Chapman. And I thank God for this, because it's so important that we get this and we don't be in bondage with anything. And oftentimes
yeah,
we think that we are by ourselves, but we're not. And everybody,
Amen.
Somebody else is going through. And you know, people say, well, my family used to have a hard time with me sharing my testimony about having my breakdown. And I have to tell them that it's not my business. They felt self-conscious about me telling our business. I said, this is my testimony. This is what God did for me.
Amen.
And so I dare not share how he delivered me and what he brought me out of for his glory and honor.
Okay.
So thank you for the opportunity to share, and thank you for the word.
Thank
I look
for
forward
Amen.
To part two.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling and sharing that awesome story. And I wanted to share this. It's getting late in the show, and the show about to come to an end. Just today, the doctor that was working on me had twins, and the baby, the son lived, and the daughter died. And his wife was afraid to talk to people, but after losing her child, gave her the courage to start talking to people and encouraging them that if they lost a child, and you know, I don't have time to go into the whole details because I was sure about shortly about to come to an end. This is why I'm going to bring her back, and we're going to have part two on overcoming the spirit of fear. Yes, overcoming the spirit of fear, and which is a subject that I think is so very important that we all release that spirit of fear. I want to thank the callers for calling in on today. I truly want to thank our special guest, Sister Pastor Camille Stokes, and our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. And remember, listeners, you can tune in every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time and 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And remember that you're always welcome to share your thoughts, your comments, and your experience. And what a wonderful show we had on today. And I was on the line, but I couldn't hear much of it because I had to keep muting my mic because I was traveling from the hospital home. So I thank God I was able to come in when I was so desperate from the day. And I think that she did a beautiful, beautiful job. I always thank my co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. And listeners, remember to stay tuned to Facing Your Fears on Facebook. And shortly, we only have a minute for our guest. And as a matter of fact, we have 1 second for her. I think she told you in the beginning how you can contact her. Our co-host, you can always contact her, myself, through Facing Your Fears Facebook page. Also, you can go to Pastor Doris Smith. She has the inspirational prayer line. And if you visit my page, Norma Chapman, you can see her post on her information on how you can also connect with her through prayer. So we want you to continue to enjoy your day. And remember, God loves you dearly. And so to our co-host, we want to say goodbye to our listeners on today. You may do so at this time.
God bless you. Thank you so much for having me on this evening. God bless all of you.
Co-host Pastor Smith.
God bless you all, listeners. God bless you so much, Pastor Stokes, Evangelist Chapman, each and every one of you connected on the line. Listeners, thank you for connecting into Facing Your Fears radio talk show host this evening.
God bless all of you, and do have a blessed evening. Bye-bye now.